It was probably, was it 2001? I was probably about 2001. A listener of Rosie on the House calls Steve Kep with Advanced Home Systems and says, you've got to get a hold of these guys. He had been a customer of yours for 10 years, 20 years. I mean, he'd been a customer for a long time. I'm working one day and I get this call from Steve and he tells me what it is and what he does. And I'm like, you know, I was pretty new to the business. I'd always worked in construction. And this is probably like my third or fourth week in an office. One, I was going insane being in an office. And two, I learned very quickly the reputation that Dad had and Legacy had. And big majority of that was because of Dad's standard of working. And part of his standard is only working with people as good, if not better than you. So you learn real quick not to waste time with someone that you know isn't up to that par, or you don't feel you can bring up to that par. When Steve called me, I mean, everything, I had no reason to doubt him by any means, but the more he kept talking, I'm like, this just doesn't even sound realistic. Like, it could happen. Like, it's logical. He said, look, let's get your electric bill. So we met the following week, and when you said, well, let's look at your electric bill, we went to my house and pulled out my electric bills, and the first thing I thought, I was like, well, he's going to try and sell me this and that. And he just said, you know what, I can't help you. You're doing just fine by yourself. So I was like, well, okay, maybe this guy, you know, he's legitimate. Let's look farther into this. Well, we kept looking, we kept researching, talked to past clients. And we're like, all right, this is the real deal. I can't tell you how many times people have called the radio, how many times people have called the office, how many times people have called y'all, talked to us, and have given testimonials for how much money you're saving them on your electric bill simply by putting this energy management computer on their house. So I always wanted one. I wanted one, but you never sell it to me. Like, you don't need it. You're wasting your money. This isn't right for you. So when I built my new house, you said, I really want to do this right. Live in it a year, and then we'll put a unit on. So we have a year past, history. You know, we'll have comparative years, one without the unit, one with the unit. So finally, it was March was the 1 year. Y'all monitored the electric bill the whole time, and I think about 200 was my highest bill, and I was keeping the house, you know, at the time, 30 degrees. 214. Yeah, you were paying attention. 214 was my high summer bill, and that's about probably around 79 to 83 degrees. I would always set it 30 degrees.
Depending on the outdoor temperature.
Awful what the outdoor temperature was. That was just always my rule of thumb. So here it is, June, which was my 214 bill. Last June was 214. This one was $161, which was a 51% savings, but I'm waking up to 68 degrees in the morning, and I couldn't be happier. I have a hilarious story. You couldn't have picked a better time to come in because I spent all last weekend in the White Mountains. And I get home, and I'm unpacking from my truck, and I'm like, why is my house so hot? And it was set at 72 degrees just the way I left it.
White Mountains are
perfect, aren't they? I thought, I must have been nuts to be living that hot.
It's 78.
That's, oh.
Yeah, that's astounding. You know, there's one more thing. Am I on that I can add?
Yeah. His mic's hot, right? Oh, okay.
This is a testimonial. This is just you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It could be a conversation.